KUGA News Talk 590 here at 716. Excuse the chuckle here because having a little fun with our What's Up guest, Kelsey Moore, Transportation Program Manager. Did I get there right, Kelsey?
You did. Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead. Pull that thing closer to you so you don't have to lean. There you go. Kelsey, thank you so much. Give me a great big What's Up.
What's up?
There we go. You got a big event coming up. Let's get right to it. Eugene Sunday Streets. Tell me what goes... can't do everything. But what, as far as the plan, what goes into coordinating the street closures and letting people know about it?
Absolutely. So get ready for September 22nd, mm-hmm. this upcoming Sunday. We are going to be closing the downtown core to car traffic, vehicular traffic, and opening it up to people to ride, bike, walk an open streets route. And so expect closures in the downtown core from Monroe Street to Pearl from 7 a.m. to 4, but you can cross at Jefferson and Washington. Okay. And definitely plan to come downtown. All the downtown parking garages are open. You can arrive via Peace Health Rides for free, and we have free LTD bus passes. So come on down and enjoy the open streets.
Let's talk about the transportation hub. I'm really interested in what people can expect to find.
Absolutely. So the Transportation Options Hub is going to be located at Monroe Park, and people can register their bike with the City of Eugene Police Department. You can get a free helmet with courtesy of Peace Health.
Did you say
and
free?
I did say free.
Oh, okay.
Yes, free bike helmet. We'll also have a lot of local bike shops there answering questions about biking in the rain, having bike demos, and Safe Routes to School is going to be there with a kids' traffic garden. So you can bring your kids down, and they can practice riding in a really fun environment, getting the skills down.
Cool. Now, piggyback the free part. Get there early because supplies could be limited.
Correct.
Okay.
Supplies could be limited.
All right. So get there early.
Get
All
there
right.
Early.
So let's talk about Eugene Bike Friendly USA. We obviously market ourselves as a bike friendly city. Some of the challenges that you face.
Yeah, so the City of Eugene, I would definitely say, is bike-friendly. We've all been other places and seen what the infrastructure looks like. Eugene is doing really well. We can always do better. There's infrastructure projects to look for in the next couple of years. We'll be doing a two-way cycle track on 13th Street, okay. and we're looking into some other infrastructure upgrades as well. And then we coordinate closely. The City of Eugene coordinates closely with local organizations and bike shops to get information out to people about biking and having fun.
How is the push going as far as getting people to get out of vehicles and start thinking about alternate transpo?
Absolutely. So the push is going really well. I would say we have really strong ridership throughout the year. It's already started raining and people are still on their bikes. You'll be out there, you'll see people suited up head to toe, and they're still riding and enjoying it.
Weren't you suited up?
I was suited up. I will admit I got a little bit wet, but it was a beautiful, enjoyable ride along the river path.
Okay. So it's more of a habit and a mind shift a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say that. So Eugene Sunday Streets, one of our goals is to get people downtown, experience open streets, have a really fun time. We're going to have food trucks. We have a lot of free entertainment. Everything's free out there that day. So come down, enjoy it. A lot of our goal is to bring people into downtown and try a transportation option that you're not normally trying. Maybe try biking the route with Peace Health. We'll have free Peace Health rides. Maybe try walking a longer distance than you normally do. And really think about how that feels, and maybe it will shift how you get from point A to point B for one of your normal trips.
When I was on the site, I was reading walking, alternatives, and rolling. Are we
totally
rolling?
Rolling. So rolling can be anything. You could skate, you could be on a skateboard, you could be in a wheelchair, a mobility device. So however you want to roll down Sunday Streets, you are invited to come down and enjoy it.
Roller skates, no, I'm not doing that.
Well,
wheelchair I can do.
The roller derby girls will actually be downtown. So the Sunday event kicks off with the huge parade.
Yes.
And that's from 11 o'clock to noon. It starts in the park blocks, okay. and it runs the whole route down 8th Street to Monroe Park and back up Broadway to the park blocks. And the roller derby girls are going to be there, so they're going to be out rolling. We'll have a lot of other local entries as well. And then Sunday Streets kicks off after that right at noon, and it runs till 4 p.m.
And the pet promenade is always fun, isn't it?
It's going to be really fun. Green Hill is coordinating that, and it's going to be a blast.
Thanks for what you do. Is there any chance you could move it to Saturday because the weather's supposed to be drier?
So, Eugene, come out anyhow. It's going to be lovely.
We take what we get, right?
We take what we get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
We all know how to play in the rain.
Thank you very much for coming in and doing what you do.
Thank you.
Excellent. Now, it's Kelsey Moore, Transportation Program Manager. Give me one more. What's up?
What's up?
Here on News Talk 590 KUGN.